Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 24th day of June 2021. How good are you at typing? Are you good typing?
I'm pretty good typing. Yeah, well, this is an odd question. You always lead the charge on the podcast. I rarely know what you're going to talk about. And this one's coming out of left field. Typing, I consider myself a pretty good typer, although my fingers probably don't work as good as they used to now that I'm 55 years of age.
I don't see why that would matter, but...
Well, it controls your speed and accuracy, I think, a little bit, but I would consider myself a pretty good typer.
I just have certain words that I always misspell, and it drives me crazy. For example, one of them I know is coach. And it's a word, if I'm typing something, there's a good possibility that word is going to come up.
Which one?
Coach, as in a coach.
C-O-A-C-H?
Coach Matt LaFleur. Coach Mike McCarthy, whatever. I always put the A before the O. And it drives me nuts. Now, there are certain ways. I mean, you can tell your... Now, if you have these certain words, you can tell your computer to auto-correct that word. So if I do that, it will automatically... It knows I'm typing coach. It knows that I misspell that all the time.
You have trouble with it.
Yeah, and it'll fix it automatically. And I suppose I should go ahead and set that, but it just drives me nuts. It's so frustrating. I used to be pretty good at typing. Then there was a long time where I didn't have to do it ever, and then I had to do it again. And I always thought I was pretty good at it, but certain words, though, drive me nuts. When I was learning to type in high school, we had to take typing. It was a required, course. And it was my sophomore year, and it was during the fall semester, the beginning of school that year, and I was playing football, and I broke my hand. So I had my hand in a cast for like 6 weeks during typing. And it was like right when I was starting to pick up steam, man. You know, and we used to use those old...
You'd make a great secretary.
Electric typewriters, you know?
Absolutely. Big ones are like 20 pounds.
And you had that, cardboard thing that you put over the keys so you couldn't look at the keys. And you had to type with the cardboard over your... So you couldn't see your hands. And I was doing good, man. I was up to like 40-something words a minute. I was proud of myself. Then I break my hand. Can't really type for 6 weeks. When I get my hand out of my cast, obviously there's some weakness there and everything. But my teacher, may she rest in peace, she passed. She gave me a B anyway. She gave me a B.
She knew you were darn good at it.
Because I was cruising right along, and she understood the circumstances, and she kind of liked me, I think. So thanks a lot. Miss Rutkowski, thank you.
All right, so this is probably going off topic here, but it also... So, as you mentioned, you had to take typing in high school. I had to take typing in high school. Think of all the things that we probably had to take in school growing up and how times have changed and that my kids will probably never take. And I'll give you some examples. Typing's probably one of them.
They have to learn to type QWERTY keyboard and all that? They might already know it.
They do, and they... You know, it's odd because I'm not sure how much they use the board on an iPad, per se, let's say the built-in board when you type it on the screen. I went to Best Buy and bought them for their iPads, their school-issued iPads, the external keyboard.
Oh, did you?
So I don't think, I'll have to ask them, but I don't know if they've ever taken typing yet. I mean, shoot, they're only 13 years old in the seventh grade, but they have done some typing, and I don't know if it's just hunt and peck or what. But I'm kind of guessing that maybe they aren't going to have to take typing. I don't know if they're going to have to take wood shop or home economics. Did you ever have to take that, like home ec and wood shop?
Absolutely.
You learn how to cook, learn how to build a...
Learn how to sew.
Learn how to sew, learn how to cook.
Iron.
Or learn how to build a chair or an ashtray or whatever and like shop. I don't know. I don't know if that was required, but I did take it.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'll have to take that stuff. It's kind of crazy when you talk
and
about...
And then we also used to have to take... we did. We had to take... I think it was called consumer economics or something like that, or just economics. You had to learn about how to, you know, balance your checkbook and bank accounts and all that kind of stuff.
It's funny you say that. I don't ever recall doing that and wishing that they were doing that with my kids, and they are. See, my economics class, what I remember about economics was that you learned about the gross national product and all this importing, exporting, and all this other stuff.
Not practical stuff.
Right, not non-practical, but you know, basically the economics that make the world go round or countries go round. I don't remember all this other stuff that you're talking about that you took. And so I'm always like, I'm thinking my kids need to take economics to learn about the stock market, look about investing, learn about all that stuff. And they are already at seventh grade. It's kind of funny because I've talked with Gabby about stocks and earning interest.
Yeah.
Also, like, they've taught them about credit, that if you take credit out, how much you have to pay back.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're learning that at an age right now, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah, that's good.
Which I don't recall learning when I was their age.
It's kind of funny.
We've had conversations with her, and I'm like, well, you know, when banks start to open up, they've got all the money that they've accumulated from grandma and grandpa and doing jobs in piggy banks. They don't have any formal accounts right now.
Okay.
But when things open up, we're going to go do that. And I said, you know what? You know, if you want your savings money, you know, we can go talk to the money doctor and those guys at Wealth Plan. And what we can do is we can buy you a mutual fund or a stock, and we can watch how it goes up and down. And then when you get some more savings money, buy more of that stock, and you can watch how it fluctuates and stuff. And they've learned about index funds and all this stuff already, which I think is super cool.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I did have to take consumer economics, as I remember it being called. That's right, because the teacher was a fellow named Joe Kedzer. We used to call him Consumer Joe, not to his face, but that was his name, Consumer Joe.
Nice.
I remember all my teachers, man. I remember them from the kindergarten through high school. I can tell you all of them.
The only one I remember is Stan Dalton, who thought I would become the world's greatest accountant. Because he was my accounting teacher,
uh-huh.
And I'm pretty good with numbers, pretty good with math, and excelled at accounting. And he was always telling me how I was going to be a great accountant. I'm like, I don't want to be an accountant.
What?
But I remember him, Stan Dalton.
I don't want to be an accountant. Yeah. Well, I was just curious about that because I was frustrated about my typing a little bit, and I get that way sometimes. It's weird. Different keyboards throw me off a little too, but anywho, well, I hope your typing continues to go well.
Oh, you know, getting up there. I mean, fingers don't work like they used. I always remember my thumbs don't work as good as they used to. I always remember my dad as he was getting older. Go, everything's great. Everything would be great if my thumbs would work better.
Really?
And I'm like, now I know what my dad means or meant.
Yeah, never heard that before. I'll keep an eye on how my thumbs are doing right now. I'll give you two thumbs up for another great podcast and enjoy and invite you all to listen to the Bill's Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday. It all starts at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.